Once a traveling peddler had told them that the letters on it meant Augustin Hirschvogel, and that Hirschvogel had been a great potter and painter. He said that Hirschvogel had made many such stoves, all wonders of beauty, putting all his heart and his soul and his faith into his work, and thinking but little of gold or praise. So the stove had come to be called Hirschvogel. All the children loved the stove, but August loved it most of all. He used to say to himself, "When I am a man, I will make such things too, and then I will set Hirschvogel in a beautiful room in a house that I will build." August lay now in the warmth of the stove and told the children marvelous stories. In the midst of their chatter and laughter, a blast of freezing air reached them even in the warmth of the old wolfskin and the great stove. The door had opened. It was their father who had come home. The father answered the welcome of his children very wearily and sat down heavily. "Take the children to bed," he said, and Dorothea obeyed. August stayed behind, curled up before the stove. Dorothea came down from putting the little ones into their beds, and then sat down to her spinning.